after Jesus was crucified, his movement ended for all practical purposes. His followers were discouraged, to say the least. Imagine witnessing the crucifixion of our Lord. They were afraid, which was understandable. They went into hiding, the Bible tells us. And the empty tomb, it just brought more confusion. More confusion. Many, in fact, lost faith in him as the Messiah because of the popular belief that anyone crucified was indeed cursed by God. And so they dispersed. They went back to their jobs. In today's gospel, they went back to fishing. It was over. The Jesus movement was over. But then something startling happened. Lee Strobel, who wrote the book The Case for Christ in 1998, he makes his case for Christ based on what happened suddenly. And what happened is, the followers of Jesus started to regather. They abandoned their former ways of living again. The followers of Jesus suddenly dedicated their entire lives to spreading the message with more zeal than ever before. And all of a sudden, those followers of Jesus who were in hiding were willing to die for their faith rather than go back to fishing. In fact, they knew they would probably die if they stayed regathered. In a matter of weeks after the crucifixion, thousands of Jews all of a sudden regathered. Their Jewish faith was persecuted. Long history of persecution in the Jewish faith. But to follow Jesus was a movement that was even more persecuted. These Jews suddenly gave up all they had been taught since childhood. They suddenly abandoned their Jewish history of over 1,000 years, a history their ancestors died for, all to follow Christ. And as our first reading said, they rejoiced in being persecuted. Why? Have you ever thought of why? There's only one explanation as to why they regathered. Why did the followers of Jesus regather so quickly, so successfully, to bring the gathering in front of me here this morning? After 2,000 years, there's only one answer. They saw him. They saw the resurrected Christ. And thereby, they were certain our religion is real. No one is going to die for a belief that may be false. They saw the resurrected Jesus. Imagine how you would live your lives if you saw the resurrected Jesus. Imagine if you ate fish and bread with the resurrected Jesus. Imagine how you would think differently, live differently, and believe entirely if Jesus appeared and told you to put your fingers in his nail wounds. It happened to them. Non-believers have to answer this question. Non-believers have to honestly answer that question, and to answer it truthfully is to come to believe. They saw him after he was dead. That happened to Jennifer Fulweiler in this book. She was a speaker at the Real Presence Radio banquet recently, former atheist, who pondered that question. What happened after the Jesus movement was over? After Jesus was crucified, what happened so that in a matter of weeks, he had thousands of followers who were more than happy to die for him? There's only one answer. They saw the resurrected Christ. And I want to leave you with this thought this week. And we who need our faith strengthened need to be reminded of that only answer. For therein, our faith will be daily renewed. Had Christ not appeared after his crucifixion, if the risen Lord did not appear to his followers, none of us would be here today. Our Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.